My why statement for starting Project Power Global is to take a step forward, use my voice, and support youth around the world who are struggling from poverty and lack of access to education, and to also inspire other youth to take action.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome back to Starts With Why. My name is Zane.
And my name is Lauren. Great to see you all back here, listeners. How are you doing, Zane?
I'm doing good, Lauren. It's a sunny day, a very sunny day in Toronto. I went for a walk, and I'm usually like always a jean jacket kind of person, and I couldn't even wear the jean jacket. That's how hot it is. How are you, Lauren? You just came from a walk. Give us a weather update, because that's what we do.
So yeah, this is now a weather channel. It was so lovely. Took the pup out. Nothing really to report, but I'm good. It was so nice to get outside and just to see other people. It feels like folks are getting vaccinated, so I'm feeling good.
I agree. Things are just looking good. Onwards and upwards. I'm feeling good. So much positive energy. And that's a really good segue for our guest. We had a little conversation before we started recording, and you can just tell that she has so much positive vibrations. She's spreading so much positivity with her initiative, and we are so excited to have her. So without further ado, we'd love to welcome Arissa to the podcast. Hi, Arissa. How are you?
Hi, Zane. Hi, Lauren. I am so excited to be here. It was like, probably I write down what I'm looking forward to today or like on my days. And this podcast interview was certainly a highlight. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. I love it. What you're looking forward to every day. And then again, I know we just keep saying positive, but starts the day off on a positive note. So exactly. That's, yeah, an awesome idea. So Arissa, could you tell us who you are, what you like to do, maybe where you're calling in from, your age, all that good stuff?
Yeah, totally. So my name is Arissa Roy. I'm a grade 9 student in Toronto, Canada. I'm also a youth advocate and the founder of Project Power Global, an international organization working to combat poverty through advocating for access to education. Yes, I know that's a really long kind of statement about what we do, but it brings so much joy to be able to share that. And some things I love to do on the side of advocacy and change making and stuff is, fun fact, I love yoga and meditation. So I always love to start off with a fun fact. So there's one for you.
I think that's such an important fun fact. I think considering what you do can sometimes probably feel a little bit heavy. I think Arissa time to just like meditate, relax, calm your brain. I think that's really important. So Arissa, I'm so excited to get to know you more. And I think to kick things off, you gave us a little overview on what Project Power Global is, but we'd love to know how it started. I know you went on a trip and it all kind of ignited there.
Yes, exactly. So when I was about 10 years old, I had the opportunity to visit India, where my family is from. I have lots of family all over India. My parents and I, we decided to go on a little family trip there to see everybody and just, experience our culture a little bit more than what we've experienced in our little bubble here in Canada. I'm a huge fan of traveling. And so I spent hours and hours researching, what it's like to live in India, what it's like to visit, what's the food like. Of course, I had some prior knowledge about that stuff, but it was all pretty shocking. And I think the biggest shock for me was, when I was researching, I found a lot about, the poverty rate and the rate of the lack of education rate and stuff like that, on the UN statistic websites, etc. And when I went through all of these, you know, resources and looking and learning, I was so shocked. My little 10-year-old self could not kind of wrap my head around it. I went to my brother with all of this information and I said to him, we need to do something. And so he was like 8 and he's like, okay. Of course, he's in that little phase where he just goes along with anything his little big sister will say. So we decided to raise a bit of money through, like, you know, just asking our friends and family. And we bought like 2 suitcases full of school supplies to donate to a community that we were kind of staying around in India. And so, you know, when we got there, I was so excited to you know, go to the school and meet all the kids. But when I went there, something kind of like changed inside of me. Like, of course, I had this knowledge about what it would be like, but being there, being with these youth who are struggling from issues like poverty and, you know, not having quality education. Yes, they were in a school, but it wasn't anything like the type of education that we get here in, you know, like the Western world. And, you know, just being there, all I could think of is how much potential each and every one of these youth had. And I know that they were not getting the education that they deserved. And it broke my heart. It really did. And, you know, all I could think about as well is, like, I could have easily been, you know, like one of those young people there. And so from that day on, I made it my life goal to advocate, spread awareness, and help change this issue. And that's kind of how I got to where I am today.
Oh, my goodness. And that's phenomenal. And it's so funny to me that you say, oh, my brother, you know, he was 8. He was so he wasn't ready to jump into action. But you were 10, not much older. So it's still so impressive that that especially that you did research before traveling. And I think that's a really great point to bring up, that you can do all the research that you want, but maybe in some cases, until you're actually there experiencing something, you might not truly understand, mm-hmm. which is, if we get the chance to travel, definitely important to take it. But I would love to know, so we've heard a little bit about how it started when you were 10, and now you've accomplished so much. You have an incredible website. You have volunteers, so many people on your team. So what came next? What was step 2?
Totally. Honestly, I also just want to go back to talking about, like, how I had the opportunity to travel there. And, you know, one of the things I tell a lot of people is you don't necessarily have to go somewhere and see something in order to be inspired. And that's why, you know, it's also a huge part of my work to educate people on what's happening, because I feel like when we don't see it with our own eyes, it's harder to understand. But, you know, something we do at PPG is really try and be very transparent about the issue and what's happening in the communities that we're working with. So speaking of, you know, PPG and how it came to be after my trip, honestly, if I were to describe how it all came to be in one word, I would say roller coaster, because it really has been a roller coaster ride. You know, I came home from India. I was like this little 10-year-old girl who had all this huge, enormous, like, little ball of inspiration inside of me, ready to come out and, you know, just share with the world. And I was so young. I'm still kind of young. And, you know, it was so intimidating. I really think it was, you know, really scary and intimidating for me at first, because I knew I wanted to do something about it, but I wasn't really sure where to start. And so, you know, it wasn't like a very easy thing to do. And I love to share that with people, because You know, I get a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, you're doing an amazing job. It's great. And I love that. But I also want people to know, like, it didn't just come to me, and that it takes so many people to make it happen. You know, which is why when I, when you reached out to us about doing the podcast, I really, you know, really wanted to have all of my team members have like an opportunity to share their story as well. And I know like there's so many opportunities like that out there too. And so, yeah, it's been a hard roller coaster. I had to deal with a lot of like, you know, self-doubt in the first few years. I'm now 15, so it's been kind of 5-ish years since I went to India. And honestly, it wasn't until this year in 2020 when my work really came to flourish, and you know, it was really got started, because I think when we had all this time sitting at home, I was able to do a lot of reflecting and realize that I didn't tend to my inspiration, you know, that I found in India. And I knew it was my life goal, and I needed to start somewhere and at some time. So I made it, you know, my 2020 thing to really start my advocacy journey. And I started sharing about it on social media. I started reaching out to my friends and my family. And yeah, and I found these incredible humans who are now all on my team, who are helping me in this fight. And yeah, we're so grateful to have, you know, people like you to help us spread awareness about it too.
I think you are so mature, Arissa, for your age. And, you know, I love the how you talked about having self-doubt, because you really, mm-hmm. like you jumped into a really big initiative, you know. So there is definitely the fear of what if nobody supports me, and what if I don't hit the goals that I wanted to. But I think just education in itself, and just the fact that you do have a platform like this solely focusing on equal access to education, is something that you should be. And I'm sure you are very proud of yourself, because I was saying before we recorded, the website is so impressive. And with that being said, you have such great programs. So I'd love for you to give us a quick overview, because I know you have three.
Yeah, certainly. So PBG is like less than a year old, and so we are just getting started with, you know, establishing our programs. But currently, the main ones that I can share a little bit about today, and of course you can read more about them on our website. So the main ones are our pen pal program, and a recent one that we launched this year as our big 2021 project called Digital Devolve. So first with the pen pal program, you know, it really was a idea that came to me when I was in India, that I had actually like written down a few notes about, you know, and I had this idea, and it was really around, you know, the topic I was discussing earlier about how people in my class, like here in Toronto, weren't really aware of the status of education in other parts of the world. And I all I could think about is, if only everybody knew about this issue, maybe more action would be taken. And so we really wanted to create a program that would not only be able to serve students in you know, developing communities that need you know, opportunities for better enriched education, but also provide opportunities for, you know, people in more developed communities, such as, you know, my schools that I went to here in Toronto, to learn about the issue. So through that, we developed our Pen Pal program, which is a 5-week program. Each week, students get to learn about 5 different global issues, ranging from climate change to racial inequality. Our team developed 5, you know, lessons about each of the issues. They're quite short videos, very basic, but informative at the same time. And so every week we show our classes these videos, as well as so we have a school in India and like a school in Edmonton that we're working with right now. And the students in both of these schools connect, and they basically become pen pals for the 5-week program, and they're able to discuss what they're learning about, discuss their lifestyles, and discuss how they're going to use this newfound knowledge to make an impact in their own communities. And then as for Digital Devolve, that's, you know, I'm super excited about both projects right now, but Digital Devolve has a special place in my heart as well, because, you know, its main focus is to raise awareness about digital divide happening right now in our world. We know that according to the UN, there's 500 million children who don't have access to technology to continue their learning. And if they don't have technology, of course, they're not getting quality education. And so we've made it our 2021 goal to spread awareness about this and work with a community and an orphanage actually in Mexico. We have team members from all over the world and one in Mexico. And we are going to be supporting an orphanage there for them to get technology to do classes online. Sorry, I know that was a very long answer.
No, that's perfect. We asked. That's what we're here for.
I'm loving what you're doing with this podcast. I don't think PPG would have, you know, been able to reach so many people, or, you know, as many people as we have been able to reach already without people like you. So thank you for putting on such an incredible, you know, podcast. I've listened to some of like the clips and stuff, and it's incredible.
Really, you should be really, really proud of yourself, because you're a leader. Like, what you've done is amazing. Before we let you go, we always ask our guests to end the podcast with a word or phrase that starts with the letter Y. So do you have one handy for us?
Yes, I do. Something I've been saying to myself throughout this year is, you have a voice. And that's what I want to leave everybody with today.
Arissa, well said. And you have proved that by creating PPG. So thank you for being the voice for this issue. And thank you for motivating. I'm sure you've motivated tons of young people, but I know you will continue to inspire more youth through this podcast. So thank you for coming on. And know that Lauren and I always say this, but it's so true. We're a space now. If you ever need anything, you have our info. And know that this is also a platform that you can always come back to if need be. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Zane and Lauren. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I really hope to stay in touch. And thank you for your support. It means more than I can express. And I cannot wait to listen to more episodes of this podcast.
Oh, well, yeah, you're in great company. We talked to some pretty incredible young people, and we're adding you to that list. That is for sure. Thank you, Zane. And also thank you, listeners. Thanks everyone for tuning in again. We'll see you next time.
Thanks everyone. Don't give up. Anything is possible.